With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Iron County Outdoor Recreation Enthusiasts, or ICOR, is getting close to Phase 1 of its Mercer Bike Loop Trail. The entire project will connect Mercer to Windman Trails and complete a 24-mile loop that extends from the heart of Vilas County Trail System. Phase 1 is about 3.5 miles of trail that will create safe bike routes in Mercer to places like the school, library, and Carroll Park. Gail Andreski is on the ICOR Board of Directors and is a member of the Mercer Bike Trail Expansion Project.
Really, the reason behind trying to expand Mercer's bike trail is to increase economic potential for our businesses. Because if we can bring bikers through Mercer, they will stop. They will eat here. They will stay here.
The Economic Impact Report, released earlier this year, found the Heart to Vilas Trails generate more than $25 million for the area's economy. ICOR is applying for a Department of Transportation grant that would cover 80% of the cost. The group still needs to raise $130,000 to meet the rest of the cost. The Mercer Bike Fest tomorrow helps raise that money. People can bike a 7, 24, or 50-mile route. There will be live music, food, and raffles. Andreski says last year's Mercer Bike Fest surpassed their goals.
We wanted to have 150 riders for our first year, and we had 230 riders. So I'll call that very successful for us. And we were able to make around $50,000, and all those proceeds went to our fund that's going to fund that bike trail expansion.
The first ride leaves Carroll Park at 9 a.m. tomorrow. You can register online or in person. We have a link to more details at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Mandela Barnes has dropped out of the Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor. The former lieutenant governor made the announcement in a video posted on his Facebook page.
Now, we're incredibly proud of all the things that we've accomplished and all the resources that we have raised to spread our message. But it's become very clear who our nominee is going to be.
Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong has garnered strong support from the liberal wing of the party. Barnes is the third Democrat to withdraw from the race. The primary is August 11th. The winner is expected to face U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who faces only nominal opposition in the Republican primary. Barnes' move came on the same day the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that it had asked him about allegations of inappropriate behavior. Barnes' campaign issued a statement saying there are no allegations of misconduct or wrongdoing against Mandela. Democrats are trying to convince voters that lawlessness under President Donald Trump is a major threat. However, past debates over crime and safety could undermine their message. Candidates who previously supported defunding the police, a demand that arose from protests following George Floyd's death in 2020, are now facing tough questions. Some Democratic leaders fear those views may harm their chances in the upcoming elections. In Wisconsin, gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong has softened her stance on police funding. In Michigan and New York, candidates have also distanced themselves from previous defunding positions. A Pew study shows voters are more concerned about the economy, but crime remains a key issue. The Oneida County Fair isn't the only event going on in the Rhinelander area this weekend. The Saluting Heroes Balloon Rally will be filling the sky with color over the Hodag Country Festival grounds. Steve Waller is head of hot air balloons for the event.
We have about 20 balloons, including six special shapes. These are really extremely balloons you're going to see ever again around the area.
The picture of the sky filled with balloons mesmerizes the public, but it's the purpose of the event that makes it so meaningful, event coordinator Nancy Waller.
We have various funds that go out, but our primary goal is Camp American Legion. They've been serving veterans for 100 years in Oneida County and Lake Tomahawk.
Camp American Legion gives free stays to veterans and their families at a scenic lakeside setting. After last year's balloon rally, Steve and Nancy gave $30,000 to the camp, which was used to create a brand new cabin. The Woolers believe in serving those who served first.
His father and my father are veterans. And, you know, I just think about the veterans that have to leave their families behind to serve their country. We want them to come back, embrace their family, enjoy their family, and, you know, have that time to heal.
The entire event is put on by volunteers, with funds going toward another cabin at Camp American Legion. Funds will also go to agencies like the Lions Club, Pine Lake Fire Department, and more. Gates open at 4 p.m. this afternoon. On top of the balloons, they'll have live music, food vendors, bounce houses, arts and crafts, tethered balloon rides, and much more. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A messy crash involving a cement truck caused the closure of a busy Eagle River area intersection for a time Thursday. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office said later in the day the intersection of Highway 70 and Highway 17 had been reopened. Pictures circulating on social media showed a cement truck had flipped onto its side in the crash. Part of the truck's load of cement had been dumped onto the highway, spreading across most of two lanes. The Wisconsin National Guard has been activated to help with recovery from a devastating tornado in the Fox Valley. Governor Tony Evers toured storm damage in Menasha yesterday. The National Weather Service said an EF3 tornado struck the Menasha-Appleton area, causing widespread and significant damage. Evers said activating the National Guard ensures every available resource is deployed quickly and effectively. National Guard members will aid local authorities with debris removal, traffic and safety support, wellness checks, and other essential services as requested by county officials. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.